Radio.
One size does.
That Buddha, drinking that Buddha, booyah, another killer from a Duda, a thug in a rider, she gives me higher, there's no need to try to find a higher, I desire, my bitch on fire, people say I would kiss on the playa.
Or get wet as the rain. Me, man, I got Jane in my brain. Of course, I kick doors for White Horse, but my wife, Mary Jane, I never get divorced, cause she be the only one fit for a player. The green eyes and the pretty red hair. The whole shit, cause them jealous bitches wanna. Baila como wanna, Maria wanna. You was born in Mexico, but I took the chance and brought your ass across to the promised land. I love to lay you down so soft in my swisher. Act like a freaking lit, all my niggas hit ya. I got your picture on all my walls. Mama called us kids and wanted to call the laws. My family think you nothing but trouble. Can't see how you help me through the struggle.
No Last FM. Real talk, you know what it is. Hit us up at 347-934-0318, man. We finna lock it down. We finna do what we do, man. Yo, check this out. Real talk. My man Trey. Joining something real. My man Trey is in the building, man. Just ride with him for a second. You know what it is.
I'm from the streets, man. I don't play the fame game. I don't fit in with these rappers, man. These niggas lame. Give a nigga a piece of chain and watch how much he change. One hit record, next thing you know, he in the game. Claiming blood cause he listen to Game and Wayne. Say he trapping, don't know how many O's up in the thing. Claiming your boss ain't got 10 grand in the bank. Be in the club popping bottles, but don't even drink. A 5 ounce a day, that bitch nigga don't even smoke. Trying to make it rain in the club, and he still broke. Rapping by trapping, we laughing like he telling jokes. I'm one of the realest niggas rapping, that's a real quote.
Cause I owe them. I'm well respected through these streets as the truth and I show them. I ain't cool with these rapid niggas, they pussy, I know them. I stick them like blinds, I'm in these streets through the hood and expose them. I roll my fist up on a bitch like I'm Hopkins and throw them. And treat my siblings like they stacked out the safe and I blow them. These souls below 0 degrees and 2 seconds, I froze them. And he says the truth that they say is a shit and I know cause I shoulder. My name stays in like bed blues, but I'm fucking the ghetto like bed blues. Fucking up the number two on a bed cruise. I get money, 30 seconds in a bed boom. You ain't 22, grab the bullet, whatever you ride. Get the shit together, you in bed suit. I'm a king and I'm dope, I live a boss. I can feel it for me, whatever that you wear.
That's the man. That's my man Trey. You know what it is. Hey, hey. It is definitely something real. Real talk, baby. Let's get it. Let's get it.
If I was real, I'd rather be broke than be a prison with a pill. A mad prophesied, fuck nigga, the real. Street steal, no respect, you've been thugging for years. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only real nigga left. Since my brother been gone, I run by myself. Still robbing prison going on, I got to watch myself. I hit your last with that folder and I bet you bail. Street of true fuck, nigga, don't talk me to death. I was on my dick, I couldn't come and ask you niggas for help. I jumped out the boat and went and got my fucking self.
I'm here to tell you something.
You know what I'm talking about.
I'm here to say
you're right. Real talk, man. Y'all know what it is. The number 347-934-0318. You're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame. This national artist that are changing the game. You already know what it is. Your boy J-Dog. I want you to ride with me and vibe with me. You know what it is. We're going to definitely turn this thing up to a whole nother level. My man Scarface is in the building. Real talk. The joint is called In Cold Blood. Real talk. Just ride with me.
Game pushing on the corner, 26 50 slippers if you want them. Pull up a mouth and hide my clothes, reeking. Top holding up on us, my neighborhood's like a bonus.
Hey.
Sure, it won't nobody run up on us. But if they do, we murderers. No, I ain't playing no game. I'm on a mission for the change. Motherfucker, me in the name. I'm 10 toes in the game. See, I can't miss this whole world for me to be. We are hustle like a predator and prey on the weak and play for teeth to see. It's the thin red line between us. Can't you hear? It's me getting on and plus diamonds. With that feeling like it's my time. Is anybody standing in the way of that is done? I'm fucking these guys, I gotta warn you. I ain't the one to put some holes in the side of my. I'm the real live version of the Kobe Young family, so I fit this clearly, so you will understand me. I'm a cold-blooded bank robber. I'm a natural-born killer. Anything you took to survive, even if it's a business to die. I'm a gangster. I'm a sucker that he wanted to move. But the whole one I'm cooking up my this dude. It's home. 36 of my own. Keep the money for myself and take the word back home. Call it on the phone. I've just got knocked and the cops asked about you. Come get me out. Never show. She made the money that I owed. I gotta get rich. Steam. Stepping on the door. It's cold. That's it. I'm on it like I want it. And 20 years past, change the whole game on it. That means I'm on my feet. Knock in front the homies. See, break them up. Talk to the feet. And double up it. Take it over. Take a box. Make it hot. Put the top. Try it out. Put my work on the clock. And if they want to ride, they call us. We ride right with them. Dummy move. Do the thing. The cool swarm. Get them. I can squeeze without blinking. I'm a cold-blooded bank robber. I'm a natural born killer.
Yeah.
Anything you took to survive.
Okay.
Even if it's a place to die. I'm a gang. No one is no hustling. I'm in for the front. And I'm for sure I'm gonna be murdered for this shit that I do. When I'm a guy standing up, cause I'm a stand up. Die like a bitch on my knees. I'm a killer. So don't nobody cry, cause I'm a death in the kitty. Just remember, I'm the one who took the chain and flipped it and tripped it. Destroyed everything in the way. A big thing is worth for the slightest thing. But trigger man, and when I load it, find my enemy and kill him.
Y'all know this. That's my man Scarface. Real talk on where they do to that radio. Y'all know how we turn this thing up. We need to turn this thing up to a whole other level, man. I want you to ride with me for a minute. With them artists on where they do to that radio. Yo, freestyle showcase is in the building. Real talk, calling all freestyle. Real talk. Hit us up. 347-934-0318, baby. You know what it is. Hit me up, man. Y'all know what it is.
Have to commit to the record company. If it's a major label record company, you will be looking at anywhere between 5 and 7 albums, I would say. And what does that mean? That you get to make 5 or 7 albums? No. It means that the record company has the option to require your exclusive recording services for as many as 7 albums. But the way it works is you record one, they may or may not release it. If they, in their business company, in their business judgment, decides that, yeah, this is a good thing and I want another record, they'll pay you another advance and they'll get the second record and the third and fourth and potentially the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. But it's that company's option. So people often hear the word dropped. What does that mean? That means that record company had 7 options. And artist was thinking, I'm going to record 7 records for this company. And after the first record, it didn't do so hot in terms of sales. And the record company did not pick up its option for a second album, and therefore they dropped you. You're gone. You're not on the label anymore. They still own the rights to that first album, but there are no going to be no further albums with that company. So you're dropped from the label. So that's the first major thing. How long is your commitment to the record company? What's your royalty rate, which we just talked about, which is, if you're a new artist, somewhere between 11% and 14%. And, 11% to 14% of the retail price. So, say in a $12 CD, you would think you would be getting 12% of $12. No. Actually, it's $12 minus packaging costs and free goods deductions. And those are the two main ones. But basically, your royalty rate, you're not applying the 12%, your 12% royalty rate to $12. By the time the deductions and the this and the that are taken out, you're probably applying your 12% royalty rate to, to about $8 or $9. So that would be your royalty rate. And then there are creative controls in the recording agreement, but almost all of those belong to the record company. Who's your producer? What does the artwork look like? What songs are going to be recorded? What singles are going to be picked for radio? All those in the contract are going to say it's the record company's decision. Although, in my experience, on many of those things, a lot of the record companies definitely listen to artists. They're not going to force you into a recording studio with a producer you don't want. They will choose for a single at radio something that you don't think represents.
Okay, y'all hearing it live, yo. That's my girl Lori, yo. One of the world's top entertainment attorneys letting you know real talk. It ain't where you're from, it's where you're at, my nigga. Real talk. She's joining for All She Wrote, featuring my man T.O. the Vet. Legion the Legend, we're going to be hearing this live on WTVCA Radio. And don't forget, man, we got the freestyle showcase tonight. So freestylers, yo, get your mind right, keep the rhymes tight. You know what it is. Check it out.
Good night is over with, that's all she wrote. You know they say it's time, it's money. I'm a hustler, go get them regardless. I won't pop and then I do it for my kids. My family, so we even, right? Fuck starving, they gon' make me take it to the street life. I'm going through hard times, my life is burning like a candle. In the Bible say that God will put too much that you can't have. They say the word can hear me. I think the world fear me. My vision kind of blurred, but I can still see it clearly. Coach put me in the game. Fuck all this, it's clutch time. Squad of the spellbound, I'm hooked up, what's up? Now, racing and pacing myself, look, I'm staying humble. I don't care what you call me, because my money growing bundles. They knew when they saw me, and they were thinking less of me. They knew when they heard me, that I was high to Texas speak. I ain't talking hot sauce, but whenever it pop off, I hope I don't get knocked off, because they know I'm not soft, trust me, keep my rocks off.
I don't really care what you call me, just as long as you don't call me rude. I bet they knew as soon as they saw me, good night is over with, that's all she wrote. Streets might go to Chicago, ain't nothing new or seen in all the homes, but still the hall ain't go tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm all right, the common denominator, the center sport. Raw, cause I'm pushing the limits from what you saw before. Powers like the Devo when you see the bow. Eagle with the talents all around me, and I'm smiling at the people. See you balling by a car. Well, mine are all in assets. So many bad royalties, I ain't cash yet. Dollars in the euros turn euros in the killers. Buy some land in the desert. You like, what the fuck you building? And they say it's all she wrote. But I'm reading her hypocrisy more popular than Pharaoh and the arrow. And the Achilles necessarily. You see me as a man and not a myth. But my words are forever. aim higher than your holy empire. I am sick. I'm risk 3730 and get to it. I don't miss. I am doing it cause everybody doing it, pursuing it. I give it all away and walk the suck like I ain't worried about the fucking money.
I don't really care what you call me. You can't even call me calm. You think you're doing good, they call me. Never meet a picture cause it's been known. I'm all in your chest, I'm right.
Real talk, man. I hope y'all ready, man. I hope y'all ready for the nice broadcast shows. I got some special guests back in the building. Yo, real talk. I think I got my man Smooth with this out there. Real talk. Yo, Columbus. Yo, definitely in the building. Cleveland in the building. Real talk. All I'm saying, Arizona, I see you. Tennessee, Tennessee. Yo, Virginia, Jacksonville, we even got Jamaica. I ain't talking about Jamaica Queens either. Yo, the Caribbeans is in the building. Real talk on where they do that radio. It's all about the urban experience. Yo, real talk, without y'all, it would not be no us. So all y'all want you to do is ride with us and vibe with us, man. Got some good stuff to talk about. We're going to chop it up, and if you listen long enough, you just might learn something. Real talk on where they do that radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about these dudes getting it in where they fit in. Y'all know my number. It's 347-934-0318. Press 1 on the dial if you're there, because I know you're out there. Yo, 22 million listeners worldwide. 11 million up in the queue. 27,324 live listeners to be exact. Real talk, you know where it's at. It's your motherfucking mind, right? We're going to take you somewhere.
You know what it is.
Hey. Talk. This is how it goes down, man. Yo, check this out. This is from a group coming from the Midwest. Yo, real talk. This joint here is called I Got a Crush. Real talk. Let me know if you're feeling this joint, man. Now, who says real music is dead, man? Check this out. Yo, I'm really feeling this vibe right here. Yo, we need some more females in this thing doing the thing, man. Check this out.
Crush, got a hold of me. I don't know what's holding me back, but your beauty like crack. I recovered and I see you, I relapse. See them within time lapses. I feel the same as the years within the time capsule. Dreaming I had you, queen of my castle. Holding back every day till I'ma have to. MySpace, Facebook, email of my man. Tell him we've done it together, cause who better to ask, cause who better it has, cause it's feeling I'm revealing, but I'm still hidden in stash, like it's something in the half, seeing that ribbon in the sky, like TV did it last, maybe I should tell her.
Yo.
I tell you that
shit finna do something to you. I think it would be better for us.
Y'all better get y'all mind right. That's all I'm gonna say. In order for you to know where you're going, you gotta know where you came from. Real talk. And these are also all my brand new listeners. We're gonna give you a clip back on where they do their radio first started, man. Check this out.
Make it official and known. I'm a G code, I don't run from a bitch. I'm a headliner, so nigga, I run this clique. MMC is me, come check Latif. I'm a thug ass nigga, nigga, I be in the streets. Independent, don't roll in no clips and cools. So if you wanna violate it, I do what I do. If you cross it, most niggas say they're a killer. But when they got that pistol in their hand, they gon' capture ya. What's the deal with this? Man, this bitch around me, I don't fuck with these niggas, that's why my distance every day. I love my block, so I throw it up in many ways. I rest in peace to my soul that's born in many days. That's the short T-B-B-A-R-T. I swear to your partner, you know you live through me. And all my G's locked down, y'all be home in a second. Keep your head up, nigga, and that's confidence blessing. Said I'm speaking on the mic, you're repping it, y'all. Y'all my motherfucking dogs, put your back against the wall. Don't fall, I write you and I accept your phone calls. So hit the nigga up and I promise I got you, dog. You know the number, I will scream it out. You scream it out. Real niggas know what the fuck a trio nigga talking about. I'm a G, I've been G made younger. Now look at me, brother, boy, I'm counting some numbers. Man, I love my life, I won't ever fucking change. When it comes to that dumb shit, rid of the cock ain't going bang. A bitch, nigga don't like me, they talk sideways. That's cool, that's cool. I love it anyway. Push me on to another level, another level. Feed all the drilling, I got from the devil. That anger, the shit that push me on to a level that y'all niggas can't never meet up with the Georgia Rebel. I'm west side to the fullest, I don't fall flat. I do this to the foolish, nigga, not get cash. So anytime a nigga want it, bring that ass. And I got a chop, a little partner, and a brand new mayor. Holler at me, nigga.
I'm gonna see what's happening. Let's see what we got out here. Yo, man, who we got checking in on where to do that at radio, man?
Yo, man, it's 100 Wild Get Rid of That Freestyle, man.
Hey, man, nigga,
fine.
Where you been, man? Where you been? We got 4 minutes left, shawty. We got 4 minutes left, man. Yo, cool. We got the nigga Nova Star holding the shit down. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. We got Doe Dookie on the line, you know what I'm saying, doing the damn thing. This is what's up. I'm finna run it down like this. You, since you came in as a new entry, I got to bring you in, bro. I need you to close the show out. You got 2 minutes, nigga. 2 minutes. Do your goddamn thing. Let these niggas know who you're working with.
Where did you do that?
Radio. Real talk. That's what's up. That's what's happening. All I'm saying is, niggas, I ain't mean to hurt nobody goddamn feelings, but I'm keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Y'all know the fucking number. You know what you're supposed to do. So all I ask is that you do that to claim this grand. Real talk. That's what's up. Get it, nigga. Let's get it. Here we go. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go, man. One.
Hold on.
Two. One. Two. Ready. Go.
Yeah. I'm watching. Where they do that at? I'm about to show 'em, baby. I'm about to show 'em, man. I'm about to show 'em, man. I'm about to show 'em, man. We do it on the grind. We do it all the time. We walking straight forward, but with a strong spine. There's some game for your mind. We running out of time. They slinging nicks and dimes. They trying to back the shine. Put it in the decline. I got to give mine.
I'm studying sitting rhyme. This mountain you can't climb. This treasure you can't find. Because it's all mine. You tryna take mine. Nigga, you a never shine. I put you all in line. Nigga, I ain't scared of dying. I gotta get mine. And where they do that at? They do it right here. Nigga, with no fear. Call it what? Baby, we taking over the whole year. You best believe that. I'm kicking freestyle. And everything I do, my nigga, cause it's deep style. My nigga, say so. He made this thing happen. I'm about to let the world know it's worth it. This is rapping. That's why I'm space stepping. I hope the world clapping. 42 million listeners, nigga, this is how it's happening. Down in the DA, nigga, we don't play. That's where we do that at. And homie, we getting set. Every single time, my nigga, get on the team. I'm doing everything I can to get the hell of green. I'm coming for that stat. Rookies that stand back. That's how I do it, home. But so where they do that at? This is your boy, watch, man. You feel me? And number two, it's just the same y'all kill me. And I ain't talking, homie. They come to study popping. And every nigga out there, he gon' be study dropping. I keep it steady, dog. I'm straight up on the block. You hear cars moving because it don't stop. I'm trying to make it out. So what you talking about? Everything I see this little piece, homie, don't shout. My nigga, C3. Yeah, you know it's me. I'll ask your fan when we get the deal, it's on G. It ain't gon' never stop. Till the day we drop. I do it right to live. But nigga, I don't play no rock. You know we're planet D. It's straight up off the phone. Coming off the ceiling home. Boy, yeah, you know it's on. I'm doing it just like that. And they gon' never stop. And they gon' never stop. Until the day I drop. That's how it is, man. I'm staring at the
Hey, yo! Yes,
y'all know what it is, man. Let me get my nigga Philly on. Fuck that.
Yo, what's up? Yo, Philly, man, you there, man?
These lame niggas ain't got no fight.
Yo,
Real talk, this what's happening, man. I'm gonna bring you on, man, so you do the damn thing. Real talk, we had a new cat that came in. You know, my nigga.
Just treat it like a Nike sign. Just do it. We're gonna do it.
That's right. Let's do it, man. Let's go on and do it, man. We're gonna let the work speak for itself. You know what it is, man. I'm gonna run you in on one, two, ready, ride.
Loosen up. Game over. Y'all pussies. Y'all rookies. Y'all cookies. I'm in this shit for the win this bitch. 2,000 for the second round. Win this shit. 100 watts, I'm 1,000. You pussy can't do shit. I'm down 1-800. Stick your ass quick. Nigga, this is silly. This is West York stuff. Ain't no East, but we will cut your fucking mouth. This the real shit. This the hooded shit. This that black hoodie shit. Cut your bitches shit. Beat your bitches shit. Follow quick. She on that bad shit. Pinky shit. Pull no bitch. I'm on my uncle's dog. You ain't your fucking dog. Of course I sing a song. It's the industry form. I gotta get it on. And if I get it on, I pop the game off. And see these niggas jack off. You could be level gold. What you is, you home dog? I'm on my hustle job. You make a call you born. When I'm out far, shout out to West Coast. Shout out to Southwest. Because you niggas will. Shout out my niggas then. You hand over hand. Look like you fucking jump from like a flood away, my man. I call him Akbar. We do this shit for real. My nigga, what? Gotta sue me, you'll get scared for real. This shit is too good, too hood, too great. Money on my mind, got six crates. Motherfucker got flexible, extra plate. Motherfucker got weapons in every fucking crate. DJ Core, Hurt, Dale, and Jazzy Jeff mixing shit up. Hip hop, who the fuck the best? Niggas say challenges. Better check your fucking mind. This is Mr. Jean. Never fuck out and take your mind. Take your mind. Out the gutter, I take your lines. Lyrically, up on my shit. Take it when I enact with mine. It's editing with the soap out. I'm shooting for these pussies like KFK. Pussy, have a nice day. Cause around my way, you should catch a fucking case. Or I'm heavy all killing, heavy shells. Today, I don't really give a fuck. All the dicks in my heart.
Yo.
Okay, dog, I ain't done. Still got a couple people to say. Key Street, still up. You drunk today. That's what my niggas be doing. All up and around the way. Z-Dub, I haven't heard you in a very long time. But I know when I be blessing it, you be feeling my rhymes. BDB from the club, we saying this shit. This is the realest motherfucker. We ain't playing in this. This is where they do that at Philadelphia all day and night. Money on my mind, I be hustling for that fucking white. Cookies on the top of that shit. Call me the cookie, not the money on my mind. I'm getting a nigga new Sinatra.
Real talk. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's what's
yeah.
up.
Hey, that's what's up. That
yeah,
was
real talk. Like I said, in order for you to know where you're going, that is where we came from. And right now, here we are, 22 million live, 7 days a week, all because of the fans and the artists. Because without you guys, we'll not be no us. Real talk, it is
you
what it is.
You are watching a master at work.
It is what it is. Real talk, we're going to go to the request line. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. We're going to see what you're doing there on WTBTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Yo, like I say, man, yo, I get nostalgia every time I hear that, man. Because, yo, it just definitely... know that the world is definitely listening. They definitely watching them. But let's go to request line. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Let's see what you're doing there. You already know what it is. Yo, caller, last but not least, your number is 0568. You're definitely in the building on WTBTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Yo, what up, J-Dog?
Yo, what's good with you? What's good with you, my guy?
All right. We holding it down. We holding it down in the CT, man. You know?
I hear y'all. You know, I had to get with my peeps right quick to see what's up, see what's happening, man. Tell the world who we got checking in.
Well, we got checking in Belvy Castro, but he's not here right at this moment. He's at work. But I'm speaking on his behalf.
True. Now what's up? Now what's happening? Real talk, man. We definitely appreciate you coming through on the forum last night, man. Real talk. A lot of stuff definitely getting ready to pop off and clack off, you know what I'm saying? You know, so we definitely want to make sure that all of our artists, all of our folks definitely getting in where they fit in, man. We definitely, while I got you locked on the line, man, let the fans know how they can definitely get more of Belvy Castro's, more of his exclusive content, man.
Well, you can go on Facebook. You can look at him at Facebook, the fan page, you know, for the people. And then you also can go on MySpace, you know, Eminem Entertainment. And you can go on Belvy Castro at Twitter. You can follow him on there, too.
True. Definitely. For real talk, my man Belvy.
And also, too, you can follow him on Reverb, too. So, you know, make sure, you know, you hear him, you know, check out the music, everything, the video on YouTube. So, you know, everything is posted up.
Hey, that's what's up. Matter of fact, I got one of them joints in the chamber. This one here is called Thank God. This is from my man, Belvy Castro. Real talk. We're coming back to the request line, so we're going to give everybody a chance to get their mind right. Keep it tight. You know what I'm saying? Some of them folks had that weed man on speed dial earlier, so you know what I'm saying? They're trying to get it in where they fit in. So, you know, I ain't going to knock it. I'm going to let you do what you do, because it's Friday. You know what I'm saying? Like my man spoke to say, it's Friday. Some folks ain't got
that's
no
right.
job, and you ain't got shit to do. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But, yo, real talk, I'm wilding. But, yo, it is what it is. We're going to definitely get it in when you fit in, man. Definitely tune in because I got some stuff for you now. I got some stuff for you. Real talk, this is the Urban Experience like never before. But we're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. For real.
As I wake up in the morning and wipe the blood from my eyes,
Belvy Castro,
I look at myself in the mirror and thank God that I'm alive.
And you know this, and you know, man,
a lot of jealous niggas in these streets that want to take my life, but it ain't nothing to a deep, please believe me, I'm gonna survive.
I don't need the truth, keep the boot, burn it down when I'm in it. I'm grinding hard for them digits, plus you'll never catch me slipping. Niggas just started tripping, conversating with them boys in blue, and it's only a matter of time before they snitch on you. That's why I make these moves to shake these dudes and never trust these sluts, cause nowadays they only talk to you if you supply them with stuff like Prada and Finley, but never ask about my life or why I'm doing this silly. You motherfuckers couldn't walk in my shoes, bear the pain I went through, so much real life shit. I'll leave you days confused, but I'm making it through. Escape without the bumps and bruises. Show spitting instead of flipping the bricks. I never planned on losing. When I picked up the microphone, and from that day I fell in love with the game. I was so gone, and now it's so on. Cause I ain't letting up. You stuck in a position. Your whole life's fiction. You don't supply the facts. I wake up in the morning and wipe the blood from my eyes. I look at myself in the mirror and thank God I'm alive.
For sure, for sure.
There's a lot of jealous niggas in these streets that
part
of taking my life.
I what to say, man.
But it ain't nothing to a G, please believe me, I'm gonna survive.
Yo.
I'm in the trunk, them niggas that act up. I can see why you hate it, cause your girl's holding my nuts. When she get a chance to be alone, she stay blowing up my phone. She know you a lame though, and Belly's what she can for. So I give her a little taste, she like to wear my chain low. We throwing up them big faces, we gon' make it rain for you. Try to get up in my way, we gon' pull them chains on you. I run with nothing but soldiers, gotta put your brains on your lap. With nothing but husbands, we lock it down in the trap. Your man's a bitch, nigga, ain't gon' do shit, shorty, relax. You rollin' with a thug, so kick your feet back. Take a hit off the L, and take a sip with a yak. Tell him be easy, homie. You don't want that kind of drama, please believe me, homie. I can give it to you proper. I can definitely see the bitch in your eyes. Your type can lie with the rap. Don't wanna bring it to that. As I wake up in the morning and wipe the blood from my eyes.
For real.
I look at myself in the mirror.
We finna crank it up, y'all. Get your mind right.
Cause there's a lot of jealous niggas in these streets that wanna take my life. But it ain't nothing to a G. Please believe me, I'm gonna survive. Man, I'm gonna survive.
Yo, for all my Corey Flute fans, check this out right here now.
Sometimes, like, I don't feel like doing this fucking shit no more. Like, you got all these niggas, all these bitches, like, really out here, really thinking they talking about something. And niggas ain't saying shit, like, and, like, honestly, that's just how I feel. Really, true speaking, like, I don't believe you, son. And I could care less if the person even believe what the fuck I'm saying. Like, I know it's real. Like, I know what the fuck I go through, son.
My mind and body get a rep and I move like a cheetah. What's sweeter than my clean people when I'm in between her? I push the muscles padded in a snake in Argentina. Been on a hustle for years, so I've been on the come up. We in line, pick your ticket and stick with your number. Win it time, get it time, show off in the summer. Get it down, pick a mind, I'm fucker and gunner. My style wavy like baby, stunner. Homie, I punch you in your face. Gunner, lyrics to rain on these niggas and bring it thunder. Yeah, that boom into the room, I'm out my tomb. We born, it can't kill me, it can't kill me. Which means the energy would evolve into a 2G. Mind of a gold mine, pressure I don't mind. Put beat, wake up hype, with the control mind. I wrote this rhyme on my leisure time. It's peace of mind, I masterize, I masterpiece, the beat from all the time. Niggas, they don't think, bitches, they don't see. Nobody speak knowledge, so why would they take heed? Trying to get my body like Wallace, I mean Rashid. All-star player, I ain't even in. Kill a rat nigga like I kill a caterpillar, nigga, for blame you. And put your skull back like a banana. See, homie, think I'm cool, but I'm cool. And inside, it's like sharks swimming in the pool. And I'm the worst of the worst, no luck with me. So say, man, it's chill, we can't fuck with me. You heard? I can see being in home. Break your feet to your dome. Make niggas shit in their pants. Smelling through their clothes, legs shaking, head aching. Ain't got no concentration. Yeah, you a G. Mason, heart folded and broke bacon. They stay hating. Broken Abby, so I smoke a fatty in the AM. Case like a bitch like the DJ in the AM. Flex your playing, but I ain't got money to pay them. Silly ass niggas, don't feel me ass niggas. Come outside, they want real me ass niggas. Say your chain bigger when you see that flame flicker. The flame flicker for your freaking damn chain figures. Show off, the boys is hungry and they be watching. Little niggas in the hall, 3D plotting. Game a little scary, learn the cheat code. Fuck the government, don't talk the cheat code. Mine all fucked out, mine on drugs. I smoke the holy land weed from above. Believe it, achieve it, Dr. Napoleon, eager to seize it. You got the heart to kill, it's really real in the field. But you really know the deal, same shit going down, round time is in the tail. I'm really real, he really real, so home and chill. Cause nowadays, they be rolling off a pill. I ain't the one walking around, bumping my lips. I'm quiet on the storm, cause my thoughts be the sickest. Papa was a rapper, mama was a dancer. Now they won't judge me and mammy with the hammer. Shit on these niggas, no pamphlet in the hamper. What's young as kid is dark, I pissed on grandma. Nappy ass niggas, that clap.
Yo, let's crank this shit up. Let's crank this up. Let's crank this up.
Your pain, a long time ago, you were in control, yeah. Hey, yo, yo, yo.
Hey, Yo, here tonight, man.
I can't come in here. Shit, come in here.
Too packed.
No. The club is too packed inside.
What do you mean?
I can't let you guys.
Money.
No, it's not that I don't want you guys money or anything.
Hey.
The club is too packed.
You don't even want us in the club. Hey.
You don't want us in the club.
Now, fuck that, nigga. We ain't here.
I'm telling you niggas, just mad shit. so gone. My homie pumpin' and all this pumpin' weed, pumpin' me. Pumpin' mouth, pumpin' rock, pop tree. These things are all lies. These things are all lies.
Real life, baby. For real.
Watch your wife. Me not like watch your wife. If they tell you to suck your mother, tell your grandmother to suck her mother, then the other one suck her mother. Me not like watch your wife. Man was too old, crap, fuck them then. No, me not just watch your car now.
You're jamming, jamming with the hottest DJ on the planet. Hottest DJ on the planet.
Y'all know who that is? Do you know who that is? Do you know who that is? Just listen for a second. Don't know. This is my man, Corey the Hitman. Real talk, man. Ride with real talk. Yeah, I see the thumbs going up. Yo, for all y'all don't know, man, check that nigga's resume, man. One of the first beat spins to ever make it in the top 30 most requested artists on Where They Do That Radio. Check this out, right? Yo. Let's see if I can get my man on the line right quick. Yo, call a 5317. You're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio, man. Can you hear me? Yo, caller, 5317, can you hear me? We might be taking a chronic break. It's all good.
What it do, what it do, what it do?
What it do, what it do? This is my man, Troy the Hitman. Yo, Ghost Rider, you ride with me, man?
Back on the train, baby.
Back on this thing. Real talk, man. Yo, this is my man Corey here, man, with this sloppy he's just sitting in. Real talk, man. These G's definitely getting in where they fit in, man. You know, the whole urban experience, it's definitely been a ride to remember, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we just get started. We just get crunk. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, man, your project that you got popping off definitely doing numbers as well, man. Tell us a little bit about a couple of, you know, these joints you got dropping off that new album, man.
Jay, you talking to me?
Yo, I was talking to you, man. Yo, goes back. Tell us a little bit about what you got dropping off your new album, man.
Bet. Hey, the new mixtape, man, is called Back to the Basics. Basically, what that is we're going to take it back to the basics, hip-hop in its rawest form, you know what I'm saying? Going to, of course, put that modern-day twist on it. Back to the Basics. Check it out, www.reverbnation.com/MrBush. That's MRBUSH. Hey, do the lowercase this time. That's my free pass to you. Also, check out the single is called Re-Up. Hey, that right there is going to come to you soon, you know what I'm saying?
Real talk, man. That Re-Up definitely doing numbers as well, man. Real talk. Like I say, man, yo, ain't up but talent up in this thing on Where They Do That Radio. So folks definitely better recognize and understand. You know what I'm saying? We definitely, when we say we taking over the world by storm, that's literal, man. Because, yo, real talk, it is what it is. We got folks from all over. Shouts out to Arizona.
You know what I'm saying? Kennedy in the building, Jacksonville, Florida. We even got folks from Jamaica. Now, I ain't talking about Jamaica, Queens. We got the Caribbeans in the building. Yo, riding with us with a thumbs up saying where they do that at is where it's at. Real talk. All I'm saying is, man, without you guys, we'll not be no us. So as long as you keep doing what you do, we ain't going nowhere, man. Real talk. Shout goes out to the whole crew, yourself, DJ Ghost Rider, you know, my man Big Silk, Baby G, you know what I'm saying? DJ Murdoch back in this thing, holding it down, my man DJ Payne, the whole crew. Yo, real talk, man. Y'all better get ready, man. Y'all better get ready because we definitely going to take it to a whole other level. I know I got a lot of party goers out there. It's Friday, you know what I'm saying? Some of the folks still got the speed, you know, got the weed man on speed, trying to hit him up, you know, before he make his last little run. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, yo, I don't knock that. For real talk, man, I don't know. I mean, not bad for the other stuff that's out there. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, it is what it is. But, yo, y'all know the number. I'm wilding, but I'm wilding for a reason. Real talk, this is the urban experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see if I can get my other partner in crime on the line one time to see what's up, see what's happening. Yo, caller, last for your number is 6431. 6431. 6431. If you can hear me, you're definitely live on WTDTA Radio, man. Can you hear me? Yo, 64.
I can hear that mama in the background.
There's nobody in the background.
Get off that phone.
Yo, 6431. You're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio. Can you hear me, man?
Hello?
Yo, you can hear me? Hey, what's up? What's good with you, man?
Hey, man, we can have this another time, man, y'all.
What's up? What's good, man? Tell the world who we got checking in on where they do that radio, man. Let me cue this thing all the way down because I want to hear who we got on the line tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for my freestylers, man. Mm-hmm. I asked for folks that are supposed to be coming through this thing and representing it, so I'm trying to see what's up and see what's good, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, that was up. Tell the world who we got checking in, man.
We got the FAZ. Gonna check in.
Okay.
Real quick.
Got SAV checking in real talk. That was up. That was happening, man. Y'all, cause I'm looking for them youngsters that want to, you know, come in and do a little something, man. Well, what's up? What's good?
Hey, to go right here.
Yeah, we out here, dough boys. What's up?
Okay, y'all out here. Y'all out. All right, I'm just checking, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, y'all done stirred up some stuff over here where they do their radio, man. Y'all ain't figured it out. Yo, it's definitely going to get thick up in here. Matter of fact, this is what I'm going to do. How many folks out there in the SAV I got freestyling tonight? How many? Tell me how many.
Yes, me and my brother, man. We going acapella for y'all boys.
You going to go acapella for? All right, now check this out. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give you the rules. Now, we got 22 million people and a little over that that's listening to this radio broadcast. And I got a lot of other special guests on the line. So all I'm saying, I ain't trying to put the pressure on the nigga. But all I'm trying to say is, man, you either got to go hard or go home. So all I'm saying is, man, I'm going to give it to you. You know what I'm saying? Since it's two of y'all, I'm going to give you like a minute and a half apiece.
All right, that's good.
So you know what I'm saying? Come on in, represent it. Now, I'm going to show you how the freestyle goes. Now, see, y'all ain't know about this. But see, you know, if you're a real trill nigga, you're gonna be able to ride with this. Check this out. Make sure in your freestyle. Make sure in your freestyle that you include where they do that at. Where they do that at. Make sure you include where they do that at radio in your freestyle.
I got you.
You got that. Now, you know what I'm saying? If you can do that and you got a minute and a half, I'm finna make you famous, man. Real talk, it is what it is. Now, tell the world who we got going up first, man.
Man, you got your boy Star Soldier going up first. You know, straight from Savannah, Georgia, making our big debut today. And the boys, we out here.
All right. Now, what's up? Real talk, man. My man, yo, Soldier's in the building. Real talk. SAP, stand up. Y'all know what it is. All right, hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to let you do, man. We're going to bring you in on one, two, ready, go.
Okay, you already know we at you. Everybody looking, nigga, spot us from a mile away. We get into this paper chase. Do you know it, dawg? We got no bills up to the ceiling. Yeah, we stacking, dawg, flying like a plane in the sky. Can you see me? The boy's so cold, it sound like GZ. But hold up, we going down for Savannah, Georgia. You already know, when I'm buzz, don't play them games. 912, that says the area code. We do it real, you already should know. We going in and we ain't never going to stop. Savannah going to stop. And if you don't believe that, you better check on the map and you can see me. I'm going to be you with your baby. You just check on the map because we all sad. So do you feel me? Hey, I'm going to
easy.
I'm going to get the beat. I'm going to get the
okay. Okay. All right. Now check this out. Yo, that was straight. That was cool. You know what I'm saying? That was up. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Let me do this. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you got a lot of folks on here, so you know what I'm saying? We're getting a little bit of feedback. We finna fix that. We finna get you right. Keep it tight. Real talk. Now tell the world again. You know, make sure you speak a little bit clearer into the phone. Who we got checking in on where they do that radio? Tell the world again. What was your name?
My name is Star Soldier, straight out of Doughboys, Viacha, Melita.
Okay, that's what's up. Star Soldier, SAV, in the building. Real tall. Yo, you got a Facebook, you got a Twitter, man. Let them folks know what's up, what's happening with you.
Yeah, my Twitter name, at your mama house. Now, remember this, it's yo with three O's.
Yo,
so make sure y'all follow me, man.
Yo, I like that shit. Real talk. That's my homie, man. Yo, real talk. On where they do that radio. They get it in. On where they do that radio. All right, now who we got coming up next? Who we got next?
I don't know. I got my brother right here if he want to do it. He say he don't, but I'm going to push him to do it anyways. His name Legendary the Future. He going to do it. Uh-huh. I don't care what he say.
A man named Legendary the Future, man, should be like, yo, he should be like already all over the thing. He can't be
no, I'm doing it.
Don't get scared.
A nigga going in like John Doe, missing up this green like Rondo. You can say I'm going strong like the Celtics. 2012, you can say that's our year, cause we out here, real nigga shoot box, no save, spitting like Tiger. Call me Superman. I came to say today, okay, we ballin' like every day, money coming in straight through the interstate. You can say legendary, pushing big way, knocking niggas down like I was an earthquake, coming straight through these niggas like a hurricane. I'm the best, man. Put me on the throne.
Okay. Yo, real talk, yo. We wildin', we vibin', man. Tell the world once again what's your name and definitely what your claim on WTDTA Radio, man.
Oh, I'm from Savannah, Georgia. Dope boys, who we be? Cocktail money game, we at you. You can follow me on Twitter at The Real Legendary the Future.
Real talk, man. Yo, we got the G's coming in for SAV. Real talk. This is where they do that at radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame, man, to national artists that are changing the game. Real talk. It is what it is. Yo, y'all know my number is 347-934-0318. Hey, homies, don't go nowhere, man, because we're going to definitely crank it up and do what we do. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely on the wild side.
But it's so hard. Listen, my patience left, so I make believe. I try to sleep and wake up with ease, but sleep is just a place I can't reach. It's just the gate I can't breach. All my patience is picked. I can't fight 7 days in a week. To fight back is just a waste of my speech. I don't speak, so I will take this defeat and find a place to retreat. The stress is making me weak. The love I have, I can't replace or release. Look at our daughter with such an angel face when she sleeps. She's the main reason why I stay away from this dream. When I'm mad, her smile gives me a state of relief. I laugh at her when she cries because the face is unique. When she frowns, my face is the face that I see. Listen, this is a man's confession. Every day I'm stressing with so much depression. I have so many questions. This game of love is talking to many lessons. This relationship is lustful connection. This is a man's confession. Every day I'm stressing with so much depression. I have so many questions. This game of love is taught me so many lessons. This relationship is lustful connection. Impossible. Yes, it is. That's what it is. The fact is that there's no relation on this shit. So I'm prepared to let this voice sing. I just need some time to regain my thoughts. Gather my mind and think. This shit's wrecking. And on my mind, there's only one question. I wonder if it was worth it.
over. At any second, I'm in the good state. For this one is full of depression. I pray that this ride is not one I will ever regret. And if so, it was a very good lesson, one that I'll never forget. And I should have never wiped you. I should have just befriended. Because it looks so bad now that it's ended. You, I should have never even been with. Phone calls, high five, all that stupid friendship. It was so hard to just be friends with. I should have ignored my feelings and claimed to a simple friendship. This is a mass confession. Every day I'm stressing. With so much depression, I have so many questions. This game of love is talking so many lessons. This relationship is lustful connection. This is a mass confession. Every day I'm stressing. With so much depression, I have so many questions. This game of love is talking so many lessons. This relationship is lustful connection. Be there some days I hate her, but all days I love her. To mother of my child, don't call her my baby mother. I love her. More than anything that I like. But it's a struggle because we fight. And it's a long road ahead, yeah. But I'm moving on it. Yes, I'm moving forward. We chose to have her. We can never choose abortion. I love my daughter so much. I love her without question. I love you all for such a beautiful blessing. My love for her is displayed through this depression. Her face says, daddy, there's no use for distressing. No use for depression. You choosing to flex it. Look in the mirror, dad, that's who you neglected. View the reflection, don't lose the connection. Just use the attention. Mama's up and bad and you know this. And so you so get focused, the ship's so floating. This is a mad confession. Every day I'm stressing. With so much depression, I have so many questions. This game of love is talking so many lessons. This relationship is lustful connection. This is a mad confession. Every day I'm stressing. With so much depression, I have so many questions. This game of love is talking so many lessons. This relationship is a spoken nation.
You're watching a master at work.
Killer Callion, DJ, Sir Daly, C-Boy, we the boys in blue, sir,
Boys,
they say we in our double G-E-R. We are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, it's history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we in our double G-E-R. We are much more. But still, we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the end. We trust no black leaders. Use the stove to heat us. Powdered eggs and government cheeses. The challenges from Martin, JFK, and Jesus. Gotta be fresh to go to school with fly sneakers. Schools with outdated books. We are the forgotten. Summer's cooling off by the fire hydrant. Yeah, I'm from the ghetto with old black women talking about their sugar levels. It's not unusual to see photos of dead homies' funerals. Aluminum foil on TV antennas. Little TV sit on top of big TV eating TV dinners. Girls got in here with Kool-Aid. They gave us lemons. We made lemonade. But this nigga's paid. Ancestry of slaves. Descended of kings is necessary. Yeah, bling. Put rims on everything. Wear Tims on every scene. They say we in our double G-E-R. We are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, it's history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we in our double G-E-R. We are much more. But still, we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the answer. Do I mean it like a slave master, nigga? No, I'm gangster. Gotta eat rapper. My abbreviation was young when I caught the cases. That should mean the court can see my changes. Take off the bracelets. Savage went broke. Smoke sour diesel, need no Bowflex. My chest still cut up like a bag of dope. Thought patterns consist of boss matters. Spit Moses lost commandments like a gross sandwich out my mouth. Toast the government cameras, peeping us every week. I must have my cars, homes, and phones sweep for bugs. But this is what I was dreaming of. Between cutting hard coke with new rays and slicing my fingers up. They used to string us up. We wanted everything. But the one bringing us cake be the snakes like the... like the new Jack City wedding scene. No time for mistake, trying to get it like Medellin. They say we in our double G-E-R. We are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, it's history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we in our double G-E-R. We are much more. But still, we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slaves and the master. What you looking my for? Nigg. You the question what and the yep. People afraid of criticism, but I always put myself in a sacrificial position. They've been no, I ain't just rapping for fame. I got my old homie half sister father asking for change. Yep, I get a cash up. This paper don't matter. They see me from skinny to fatter. When I rap about war, they got a tendency to scatter. They ain't my backup no more. So now my enemies are at my front door. Cause anytime we mention our condition, our history, our existence, they calling it reverse racism. Still to this day, the streets torn. My brother Jung, I always have a seat for him. Not behind me, beside me, you always know where to find me. They say the close ones will hurt you. So let's keep a small circle. On the road of riches and diamond rings. In the land of the blind, the man with one eye is the king. They say we in our double G-E-R. We are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, it's history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges.
Nigga. Stop saying nigga. I'm getting a nigga headache. I can't speak. Nigga, stop it, nigga.
Yeah. Okay, this is what it be like, man. We be in the club real deep, right? Everybody got that KC City song. KC Mo, KC can't connect it. We hit the bar, we throw the place out. Then I tell them,
grab money.
Be like,
gon' work for it. Yeah, work for it. Yeah, bend over, make it first for it. Get it right, bitch, I get in it like a first for it. Freeze frame, we gon' call that shit a twerk moment. It hurt, don't it, the way they follow us. Put on stove tray, but now it's bottoms up. Ain't you so bad,
ain't you so bad.
Girl, you so fine. Jump and make it jump like that. I don't think that you can do it. She just she can't jump like that. Then she caught her ass in the audience. That shit jumped up and clapped. Hell yeah. For this money, all these bitches coming. These are facts, cause I ain't never politics for nothing. I got a set, but you gon' have to do a flip or something. All these ballers in the room, you better get you something. And a sign like somebody hit the flicker button.
Tonight. But yo, real talk, real stuff is definitely popping off, but at the same time, yeah, we want everybody to understand and know that on where they do to that radio, it's all about the everyone's thing. Real talk, you know what it is. Check this out.
The economy is so hard for me to make ends meet. Tell me what's going on. Seems like being in the street is the only way to be successful to me. Are losing the jobs and the ones trying to make it, gotta grind 10 times hard. I can't even lie, the price of gas is too high. All I wanna know is why isn't there a triple A on the market? Why are black females the number one target? Tell me why men on the low think what they do is a secret. It ain't a secret. Why so much hate in the world? We need to stop it. You know the dropout rate, we can't drop it. So to the one that we know just what to do, Mr. President, this is my letter.
Why must the mother have to pay my bills?
Why must the mother have to hustle to take care of kids? Why must the thug even have to sell drugs? This shit is fucked up, and I know all this because I took all the charge, but I can't care. It seems like those with power really just don't care. So to the one that we know just what to do, Mr. President, this is my letter to you, to you, to you. around with the devil's choked out. Can't find the father when the babies come out. Body boys trying to cop the latest. They should be trying to be the greatest. This here is real shit, I'm a savior. Never seen a death rate so high. Drugs to suicide and kids from high school. Child, don't be no fool, Mr. President. This is my last. Why must the mother have to hustle to take care of kids? Why must the thug even have to sell drugs? This shit is fucked up, and I know all this because I saw the charge, but I think, yeah. It seems like those with power really just don't care. So to the one that would know just what to do,
definitely popping off on where they do that radio. The world is definitely, you know, a lot of stuff is definitely going on, man. I'm going to bring my caller in right quick to see what's up, see what's happening, see what you're doing, man. Yo, caller, last but not your number 7416. You're definitely in the mix on WTDTA Radio. Can you hear me, man?
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm going to shock you out of earth. You're now in tune on the one. The Master Blaster jamming himself.
Yo, man, the word is, man, chance goes to the prepared mind, man. And you know what I'm saying? So many times we get distracted by so many different things that is, we have to make everything pretty much come full circle so people can truly understand, you know, really what's going on. You know, I was struck with some news early part of the day that really had me reflecting on just what we need to do with all of this talent and all this, you know, influence. And, you know, chance, all I can say is chance goes to the prepared mind. We got to be prepared. We got to be prepared for this change that's taking place, the change that's taking place around us. And everything that we do, we must strive to unite, man. That's just the realness, man. But that's what's been on my mind lately.
Yeah, I feel you, man. That's 100. Because everything when you look across the globe right now. Globally, there are uprisings in all four corners of
right. That's right.
So the spirit of the people all around the world is a spirit of change that has to take place that we're going through right now. The earth, Mother Earth, is going through a cycle.
That's right.
Yeah, that's Mother it. Earth got PMS right now. She mad too, but. You did. Mm-hmm. She is mad. And the way that I know this is because energy is coming. And this energy, which gives life, also takes it away. So for this, as you were saying, for this, this young hip-hop generation,
that's right.
Prepare themselves, not just for the industry, but to prepare yourself for the shift change that is
gamerzone36@yahoo.com. My phone number is, 678-499-1430. Definitely give me a call, send me an email, because what I'm going to say is something really, I ain't going to even say trivial. It's just listen to this. There was a little over, we're going to say, in an obscene amount, and when I say an obscene amount, there was over, we're going to say roughly about $60 billion that was allotted to the European market yesterday in exchange for solidifying the currency. And what that means is the euros, of course, everybody's hearing about the euros. You know, euros are the unified currency that we use to commit commerce in different nations and so forth. Of course, the euros have a little bit more weight than the U.S. dollar. The highest currency right now is the British pound. But what was very interesting is that pretty much this entity bailed out the European government. So I'm going to put this in layman's terms, what that means. That means that there was a money shortage. There was a shortage of currency. I'll go even deeper. There wasn't enough money for the European government to do what they do, so this entity stepped in and, gave them a helping hand or a lending hand, so to speak, and made an influx of a little over 60 billion in euros to their economy. Now, this would be great. This would be a great story if there was any freaking real money that actually transpired. somebody came in on a computer, clicked a couple of things on the mouse, and voila, we got 60 billion euros. Now, what usually backs the euros is some standards such as gold, silver, platinum, things of that sort. But we're gonna basically back it with debt notes. And, you know, hopefully, you know, the individual we give it to will be able to bring a certain amount of commerce to the table to back this. Now, the problem with this recipe is that this is the same fucking thing that happened here in the United States. VIA, the Federal Reserves. I'll go one step further. Imagine somebody breaking into your house, right, and stealing all your shit. And then after they steal all your shit, they leave. They take off the burglar clothes. They come back, knock on the door, and ask you what happened. You say, somebody stole my shit. And they say, well, great. You know, we'll see what we can do. Let's just see if we can find it. Now, how well do you think that investigation is going to go?
Right. It's wickedness.
Exactly. And so the very same entity that stole the shit is the very entity that helped create some worthless pieces of fucking Monopoly paper. Now, it is so bad, and I'm going to say this is the thing that alarmed me the most, is that when this transaction took place in Europe, yes, you won't hear it on mainstream media, not like how I'm going to explain it, because if you hear it like how I'm explaining it, I'm going to continue. Basically, after that transaction took place, a lot of individuals throughout our armed services became aware of certain things they've been doing since October in preparation for this event. One that is so controversy that it forced over 10,000 enlisted men and women, as of today, December 2nd, 2011, over 10,000 enlisted men resigned from the armed services.
Wow.
The reason why they resigned is because of what they were asked to do. Now, I'm going to fast forward, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to rewind. Yeah, let's rewind this thing. You know, we're pressing rewind on the VCR here. We're going to rewind. We're going to rewind back to the time when the Constitution of the United States was written. Now, when the Constitution was written by the forefathers, was it written in a time of peace or a time of war? For all y'all that don't know, it was written in a time of war. Now, were we at war with a foreign enemy? No. We was at war with a domestic enemy. In other words, it was North against South. The Union, the nation was split. Civil war broke out. Therefore, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution was constructed. And upon those precepts from then till now, I want you to think about something. Now, I'm not a big, big history buff, but I do remember there was an incident at one point in time where we got a little upset because some shit that was going on in Europe and we wasn't pleased with it. We threw all that tea in the harbor and some shit popped off. I'm just trying to just make sense of everything that has transpired from then to now, you know. So here we are now in the millennium, and Queen, Mother Queen, whatever you want to call her, Queen, you know, Elizabeth, whatever you want to articulate this. At this point, you know, I'm smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee, so all I'm going to say is I'm going to say something that might make you mad. They pulled a fast one because the entity that lent them this money told them, oh, don't worry about paying it back. We'll just let the resources and all the other individuals that use your currency, you know, they'll be responsible. Now, the reason why the armed services enlisted personnel resigned is because they were being given instructions to, the bill was passed yesterday that allows them to now have domestic presence. They must enforce domestic law. Ladies and gentlemen, for all y'all that still don't get what I'm saying, they were given instructions to uphold martial law. Not against bin Laden and his constituents that are still out there. Well, by the way, we ain't figured it out yet. Al-Qaeda is what they call it. Al-Qaeda works for the United States government. I mean, if y'all ain't figured it out, I mean, I don't think I'm the only one that knows this, but maybe I am, so I ain't going to say this. You know, they are CIA operatives. They've been on the payroll for a while. You know, so again, how well you think that investigation is going to go? You know why they can't find fucking Al-Qaeda? Because they're not looking for Al-Qaeda. But they're looking for me and you. They're looking for the ones that are not covered under the W-E, the we. Whenever you see W-E, that represents a specific type of person. You know, we thought when it said we the people in order to form a more perfect union, you thought it was talking about you and me. Hell no, it wasn't that. It was something else. And even enlisted men and women who have served their country, fought the good fight, can't find a job now, denied medical benefits, are a little pissed. But it became a moral judgment because they don't want to be standing on the other side of an AK pointing a rifle at their fellow brother and sister. So they said, fuck it. I resign. Now, this would be all good and great if this was just some fairy tale that was concocted. But ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying to you tonight, December 2nd, is this actually happened and is real. And so I begin to think long and hard about what are we to do.
Well, from a personal perspective, the first thing that we need to be able to solidify for ourselves is what happens when the grocery stores are shut down. Need to think about that.
Sure.
What happens when the lights are turned out? What happens when the water is shut off? The bill is paid. But you don't have no power in the house.
That's right.
So on the short end, for those of you who are concerned, and there's a need to be. This is a war. We are war. So to put it in layman's terms, what J-Dog is really saying
is that the battlefield is now key.
On this soil.
That's right.
See, in 2008, right after the tornado came through downtown Atlanta, they began shutting down the MARTA stations from maybe like 6 to 8.
That's right.
All of the paramilitary, what that means is the state troopers, the canine unit, dirty red dogs, what they call. Prepare for this war. We've been putting out this this call.
This call.
This is the final call. You see,
this call is
number one. Do as grandmother and them taught us and do what's here,
stay, pray, pray.
I shared with you some quick service from Tupac, saying that, hey, let us pray, my nigga. Now
we
talked
about
the power of mind and how mind changes things. This is your weapon of mass destruction, Jesus. Your weapon is your mind. Because from your mind, you can
change
the events that are happening around you. When you see those
words
that say prayer change things, internalize that, believe it, and then begin to utilize the power of mind to change the circumstance. Because what we're dealing with is a demon, a demonic spirit who cares nothing about anyone. Right now, we are useless evils. They are outnumbered. This is what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad put out. I believe I forget the book. I think of it in a minute. It's the Black Man's Bible. It's called the Black Man's Bible. But I got a brain lock right now. But the point is that he put out this information that said that
the brown,
dark, black, or what you call it, Tony Moore or Black Moore,
the red, the yellow,
all outnumber the Caucasian on the planet 10-1. You say, well, why you bring up the Caucasian? Because you got to look at who is running the show. Worldwide, who is running? Who you see running it? I'm not talking about some wizard of Oz. I'm talking about real people who are taking orders, and these orders are to reduce the population. Global 2000. You'll be surprised some of the people signed this document that said that the world is too populated, and now two-thirds of the population need to be wiped out. As a result, people already know what time it is and what's happening and what's going on. So I want to remind y'all about this water revolution. Let's go to the American Revolution. But before we go to that revolution, let's analyze real briefly what L.I.'s Malik Shabazz, better known as Malcolm X, what he taught us about revolutions and why revolutions are fought and formed. Number one, all revolutions were fought over land and natural resources. You have no money
at all.
which means you're broke. You forgot how to grow corn,
okay.
cabbage, greens, mm-hmm. turnips. You forgot how to do this. You forgot how to utilize the sassafras root, the golden seal, or the yellow top, the yohimbe.
That's right.
You're learning about moringa and moringa and how it and how it's a benefit. You forgot how to grow these things. You forgot how to recognize these things in nature. Because all you have to do is go to the grocery store, which is getting ready to close down. When it closed down, you what resources do you have in terms of feeding yourself? So bankrupt the United States of America been bankrupt for over 70 years now. Think about that. You got about 80 years where so-called country is not a country, it's a corporation. That's why it's called corporate America. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have no money, and most of us most got the basic skills that we
do. You don't need money to plant three seeds in a hole of dirt in the earth, the depth of your fingertips.
Right.
It don't cost you any money to plant these orange trees and apple trees. So we have to realign ourselves with nature because Mother Nature is wilding out right now.
Right.
And she's being manipulated.
That's right.
But I share with you through heart and there are other countries who have, there are countries who have the same technology where they are manipulating the clouds and clouds and rain are causing drought, are causing snow, are causing earthquake, are causing hurricanes. However, we also know how to do this. This is where I want you to really pay attention because everything that you're able to do, you are equipped to do, and you don't need no money to do this. All you need to do is close your eyes, close your domination, and do just as the prophet did in 1 Peter and 1. I'm going to read it tonight. Hold on. We're going to read that because this is important in terms of how do we prepare ourselves for this Luciferian demonic spirit that is trying to run us away from our lives and from our own land that they have been given to us for everlasting keeping. And we're going to deal with it. The prophet showed us that from his mind, through his prayer, because he prayed incessantly. I got to find this book because I need to give this to you again. And just give me one second because it's very important. That we know where our strength is, know where our weaponry is. And this is not spooky, but it's mystical. And we have to learn where our power is. The Indians had a rain dam. And they were praying the so-called white man couldn't understand. What the hell are they doing? Next thing you know, you got running water coming down. This is real.
All right, I got the book now.
Hold on. So as we get prayed up, we start learning about Elijah Pons. Behold, I told you, anytime I say behold, you need to start taking notes. Behold. We're talking about hydroponics. We're talking about growing food. So if you're unable to physically get up out of Babylon and go to a safe haven
mm-hmm.
in a acre,
mm-hmm.
in our left behind. And here we are. Then you need to know that, you can grow corn, edible food, too, right in your basement.
That's right.
Think about that. And start organizing with people in your family,
your friends,
and learn how we can tap into water sources underneath the ground called well water, so that if the lakes and the rivers, as it was stated in the Alpha Plan, will be poisoned, you can still go down 800,000 feet in this bedrock and get pristine water. Now this is James, not Peter. I'm sorry. I'm glad we came here, because I was telling you First Peter and one, and the reason that was is because it's on the page, but it's for the first epistle, general appeal. But now this is James, which is called the actual prayer, and this is James 5. This is a very small book out of the King James Version. Now dig it. It's called effectual prayer. Now we're gonna go to chapter 5. And we are going to look at 9, and we're going to come on down real quick, and I want y'all to follow. Judge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. All right, so that way we're talking about unity. That's the unity. It's not God's one another, brethren. Sister,
y'all,
one blood, one family, one army. Children of the Most High. This is who we are. Take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken the name of El Elo. I'm going to just use the term Yahweh. All right? For an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of Yahweh, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard the patience of Job, and have seen the end of Yahweh. Yahweh is pitiful, is very pitiful and tender, and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath. Be very careful of the oaths that you take. These oaths will make you foreign agents. These oaths will cause you to have your head rolled. If you do not understand who you are fucking with. But let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Now we climb higher in 13 when we take off to 16. Is any among you afflicted? We are afflicted in many ways. This is why we had the elders come on and give to you Marie, so that you can have a superfood that helps the affliction that may affect your body or your temper. But we have other energies and vibrations that come through the music and the televisions and the newsprint and the internet that also afflicts our spirit. We are spiritually afflicted, and it's intentional. This is why the news is probably 95% negative shit. You know? So now we're going to continue. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders. We just brought the elders, and they're coming back with another word. You did. Inshallah. Yes, sir. Elders of the church, and let them pray over him. Pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of Yahweh. in the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith. The prayer of faith. Faith is the fuel. Faith is the fuel. You can't get in your car and make it run without fuel.
Right.
I'm one with the universe. I'm one with the all. I'm one with nature, make time one with my family and my fellow humanity.
Right.
These are ways that we shake this devil up off us. Now, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. 3.5 years, Elias prayed for it not to rain. And it did not rain for 3.5 years. 18. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth fruit. Brethren, if any of you do error from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. I say, Alhamdulillah, that means all we pray to the Most High, to Allah, the master of the known and unknown worlds. This is how you defeat him. This is how you prepare yourself. And then you put it into action. This is why the matrix has been set up. People think that I just ain't talking. I don't just talk. The Most High is using me as a conduit, as an electrical wire to speak to his children. He said, if you turn one man away from his errors, you'll save the soul. But they want to look at me and cut me off all the finger points. This ain't the famous one time of the game.
That's right.
So in preparing ourselves, first of all, we have to have no fear. You are to not fear anyone, anything, any weapon, any germ, any nothing. You don't fear nothing. We only fear the Most High.
That's right.
We're talking about an army of one. The army of one is the children of the Most High. The 144,000, 12,000 from each tribe. And all of those tribes are actually the zodiac sign. So all of us fall underneath one of these houses in the zodiac. I won't go into that. But what I want to share with you, what I want to hit home to you is, here they got machines to do what the mind can do. They got all, they spend billions of dollars to put together some antennas that changes the magnetism and the atmosphere. Here, pointed in a certain direction, the dial is turned up. But I just read to you that the prophet Elias from the book of James, chapter 5, round 17, did it from his mind. He did it from his mind. You got all these young niggas talking about, I make it rain. Shut up.
Okay.
Shut your dumb asses up. You can stand out here and make it rain. Or you can make it sunshine. Or you can make it whatever you want it to be. So if once you learn, that's the trick. You've been talking to just a helpless sinner.
Okay.
That's the trick. You've been on once again. Yeah. I told you don't know who church this is.
That's
right. This was a minister, the rabbi, smoked ganja and drank Guinness beer. This was a preacher, man. He takes you from Revelations all the way back to Genesis.
Okay.
This is West Manifest out here. You know, we got to have a little joke and a little something to lighten this thing up, man. But from real talk, man, from our minds, mind is powerful. Mind is powerful, people. You are not hopeless and helpless sinners. Jesus, I'm just going to use the term that most of people have learned. It's Yahshua. You don't say Michael Jordan. Why? Because he doesn't come from a Hebrew perspective. You don't say Mikhail, because he is, you know, all right, Mikhail Gorbachev, because he's not from the Soviet Union. So you call him,
That's right.
When he comes to this one who you say you're following, you call him by his name. When you know he's from Arabic and Hebrew, how we know he's from Arabic? Because he was raised in Egypt from a little farm, and they spoke and they were speaking Arabic then, and that's why they still speaking it now. So every time in this book where he says, peace be unto you, he is saying, As-salamu alaykum.
Right.
As-salamu alaykum. Now, why is that important? It's important because you won't even call him with his mother's name. I know you ain't got faith enough to know that you can make it rain or that you can stop this demon in the stream just on the fervent prayer, because we be full of fervent prayer is a healing of the nation. We don't. If you want a hero, then you got to do that.
Okay.
Point blank, period. He said, and Jesus said that you would do even greater works than I. This is right after he was teaching Peter and his disciples how to heal leprosy by the laying of hands.
Right.
And they came back and said, well, why can't we, Master Teacher, why when we went and laid hands on the leper, he still got leprosy? And this is when he called them faithless and said, how long must I be amongst you faithful niggas, faithless niggas? How long do I have to tarry around you, you faithless folk? I said,
okay.
See, so what this man is, he told him how to suffer. I'm going to get that scripture for you and run it for you so you can have it. He says, this only happens by way of fasting and prayer. So in order to heal, he left out faith. Faith is not in the equation. Faith is the first part of prayer. When you pray, you have to expect.
That's right. You have to expect it.
If you don't expect it, oh God, I know you have all power. I hope you can get this Lucifer spirit up off me. God, that's not faithful prayer. That's not praying with expectation. So you got to expect the breakthrough, expect the blessing. So when I pray, I pray with an expectation and with the faith knowing that it has already been done. Faith, prayer, and fasting. I said this earlier that we need to call for a international world prayer and fasting. Where all we do is liquids, and we stay in our meditation. Turn the Martin Lawrence, I love Martin Lawrence, but turn that buffoonery off. You ain't got to have the TV going all goddamn day long, man, for real.
Okay.
You know, so the thing is that faith. This is how Jesus is telling them how to heal. James just told you how to heal. You still won't fucking do it. I said, you can point your finger at me, but yeah, it's something that the universe seen in me, they ain't seen another, so we're using me. So shut the fuck up and listen. And who, as the book have instructed us to do, just come together. This is not the time that you're bickering and poke like. So with faith, as the fuel, as the fasting, the prayer, is your reason to overcome this Luciferian experience. So when he comes down, he keeps telling them, this is what you got to do. They do even greater works than I. He done showed them how to heal the blind. He done showed them how to heal the deficit. Now he's trying to show them that you can do all things, but somebody else. Reprogram you and told you for a goddamn helpless sinner. They ain't even teaching a fucking book.
Okay. That's real. I mean, you know, it is so many things. so many things that are out there, and I just want everybody to realize and know that you got to take heed, man. You got to take heed. And matter of fact, this is what I'm going to do, because I'm a man of my word. Don't take my word for it. I want you to understand and know really what the business is. And so that way you can definitely get a full gist and a full scope on really what's happening. Because this is very, 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 very important. And again, like I said, we're going to let this ride for the rest of the show. This is WTVTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Yo, it's been real. It's been trill. Just ride with us, vibe with us. The number is 347-934-0318. This is where they do that radio. Again, any comments, questions, concerns, please feel free to hit us up on the email at gamerzone36@yahoo.com or where they do that at radio@gmail.com. Again, hit us up on the show. We're on every night. Every night. You know what?
The chances that they took, the hardship that they went through to make the country that we have today. And we're not going to let these other people take it away from us. And, you know, putting military on the streets of America just might boomerang. And there might be a coup. So I think the people in New York City and Washington ought to think about that. Because you know something? We're not going to take any prisoners.
Well, I think Stuart Rhodes likened it to sticking their arm down a badger hole. I mean, they really... But that's what always happens in these arrogant people. They always push too far, Bob. You know the military. You know the military's telling them not to do this and is on record. On every front, they're telling the bankers stop what they're doing. You know why? Because they actually know what's going on, and they know historically they're going into very dangerous waters right now. You know, again, it's not just us going into dangerous waters. The criminals, the good, the bad, the ugly, we're all going together there. That's the thing. This is not going to be fun for anybody.
That's for sure. And don't forget, there's a lot of good people out there in the military and law enforcement, and they're just waiting for us to say, we want to help you. And it's going to come about. There are some positive things to this. And these people continue to make mistakes. We know that because we're breathing down their neck. And we're going to win in the end. We may pay a great price. But we got to keep doing what we're doing, especially with this legislation now, which is coming up in the House. We've got to climb all over Washington. We have to hit them with 100,000 or a million emails a day and just absolutely put them off kilter.
Well, if they start trying to snatch and grab citizens, you know they're going to snatch and grab unpopular groups first to set the precedent, but it's let's go to Ironhead in Washington. Thanks for holding Ironhead. You're a trooper. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, absolute pleasure. I've been a longtime subscriber to Bob, and I've been following you, Alex, spreading your emanation across the entire universe.
Thank you.
We have to remind ourselves that life's going to give us whatever we need for the evolution of our consciousness. And if both of you could now, in metaphorically sense, grab a magic marker, walk up to your wall, and write fear as the ultimate sin or display the greatest lack of faith. If we try to win this thing on a carnal, temporal basis, we're going to lose it big time. It's going to go to a much higher place of consciousness. Alex, I'll ask you the most powerful question you've ever had asked, not forceful, but power, power versus force. A man came to us 2,000 years ago. He said he was here to witness to the truth and to fulfill the prophecy. In your heart, not your mind, not your left brain consciousness, but through the morphic field that you and I and Bob and millions of others are now entrained in, do you believe that is true? And if so, that will alleviate, eliminate, take away the fear.
No, I know it. And you're right. The heart is where everything gets done. And the heart has its own discernment. And you're absolutely right. I know we're going to defeat tyranny. I know evil is weak. And the globalists, that's why they always want to make us feel like it's, you know, foregone conclusion. The Borg will absorb you. Resistance is futile. Because if you believe it's futile, you're going to sit there and let them run over you. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to more calls here in a moment. But, yeah, we've got to know that resistance is victory. Okay? And you've got to just stop worrying what your neighbors and friends. Bob, earlier I had a military guy call in before you got on. and he was currently, you know, in Virginia. They're in the regular Army. And he was saying, in big Army, he was saying that a couple, 3 years ago, everybody in his unit laughed at him and called him tinfoil hat. Now they call him Nostradamus. Now they come to him for advice and are awake. And that's how it works. We've got to be, I mean, how many decades have you been attacked for what you've done?
5 and a half. I'm an armadillo. Otherwise, I wouldn't have survived.
But the point is that you do see those seeds sprout later.
Oh, yes. It was a hard road, but and we had some great people along the way. And they serve their purpose, and they're gone. And I'm here with G. Edward Griffith and Tony Hilder and a few others, and we're going to make it work. We're going to make it work, and it'll happen within the next 5 years. When? I don't know, but they'll make their move, and we'll be ready for them, because we will have told hundreds of millions of people throughout the world, this is what's going on, and this is how to handle these people. The minute they take the financial system down, we've got to go after
them. Well, make no mistake, we are at a historical juncture right now. We are at a crossroads, and it is enjoyable when somebody laughs at me and attacks me, because I know that I'm getting to them, and they're at least having to give me a response. And I know down the road, I've just planted a seed in their mind that's going to sprout. And so, again, you need to not just get to where you don't care if your neighbor or your boss or your employees laugh at you or your pastor. You've got to get to where you enjoy standing up at church and saying, I'm going to hand out 100 of these DVDs at the end about what's happening to America. You need to get to the point where you enjoy going before city council. You've got to get to the point where you enjoy it when a corrupt government bureaucrat comes up and threatens you. Even if they attack you, you've got to get to where you enjoy it, because it's giving that fight that is victory. It is standing up and telling the truth and a testament of the truth. That's where the real strength and power in this universe is. And when we exercise the power we've got, it trumps the enemy every time. Even if we're defeated individually, the examples we give, take the Alamo, all killed, all destroyed. But that example emboldened others. And that's what it takes. That's why they don't like to kill patriot leaders. 30, 40 years ago, they did kill a lot of people. Even 20 years ago, but they learned it doesn't work. They know we're fertilizer to the tree of liberty. They want to assassinate our character publicly. They want to assassinate the image of us. But it doesn't matter, because we've now transmitted the idea, transmitted the information, and ideas are bulletproof. Bob Chapman, as we got a break, final comment on that.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And that's what we're all about. We're here to help people understand how to save their families, their country, their freedom, their religion, all of the things that have been part of the sanctified process in our country for over 250 years. And we're the watchmen. We're the people who are telling you the truth, and you've got to act on it. You've got to help us. And you've got to want it for everybody else.
That's right. We'll be back.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Chapman jamming in phone calls. I'm probably going to overdrive to get to them all here. Philip is military, New Jersey. Been holding. We really appreciate you joining us, Philip. What's your view on not just the Indeposit Comitatus, but the announcement that the military will arrest citizens with no charges and that we can disappear into black holes?
It's an absolute travesty, Alex, to be quite honest with you. And, you know, I can try to explain that in a real quick story about there's two types of officers and NCOs in the military. You've got the officers and the NCOs that are kind of just yes people, and they go along because they're really pretty scared for their security. You know, if you subvert the system, you either get kicked out or you gracefully get walked out of the gates and you're off, you go to retirement. And then you got the other guys who actually stand up, they're officers, men, or they're the NCOs that lead from the front. And to go back to a real quick story, I was in a parachute accident and basically I jumped out, got tied to the plane and went in flight with the aircraft for about 5 minutes. And the guy flying the plane was the ops group commander, and he basically did everything contrary to the checklist. And they basically, it was a night jump, zero visibility, and they got me over the DV. And without having any real confirmation that I was still conscious, they cut me loose. And to make a real long story short, they basically just crushed the checklist, and we have checklists for a reason. So they cut me away not knowing that I was conscious and able to pull my chest reserve. And, you know, it turns out that I'm here. I'm alive, obviously, because I'm talking to you. But the real thing is that, you know, everybody wanted to praise this guy that, you know, he did these measures that saved my life. Well, he's not the one that saved my life. I saved my own life, and no one wanted to hold him accountable.
Well, that's like the Pat Tillman. They murder him and then retread him and say that he was fighting al-Qaeda and that it all comes out. But that's classic, where when there's corruption in the manufacturing of parts and they fail, mechanics that expose it will get in trouble, and just an incredible culture of corruption that sets in. Bob Chapman, this is a microcosm of everything we're talking about.
It certainly is, and it shows me the entrapment in all phases of life, the military, law enforcement, large transnational corporations, national corporations, on Wall Street and banking. I mean, you either do what's within the norm or, you know, you're out. And sometimes they'll tolerate you. It all depends on how far you go. But The military is a very difficult place to express yourself.
And if they've got
I've been there and done that.
Well, and if they've got psycho leaders above you, then that then everybody starts following the orders of those people, and you've got an incredible tyranny. Did you have anything else you wanted to add, sir?
Well, yeah, Alex, it wasn't not so much, you know, the guy's a psycho, but Mr. Chapman and Naomi Prince mentioned conditioning and what people do to protect each other. This guy was the ops group commander, which is a pretty high-ranking position in the military or in the squadron. So, I mean, he theoretically, if things went the way they should have in the investigation, this guy very well could have lost his job as the ops group commander and very well been retired from the military. And it's just, you know, you said that, well, you know, will people in the military, you know, rise up against this stuff? I don't think so because it's conditioning. But as long as you see, you mentioned that 10 to 5% of people that, you know, make a stand, that's the difference in what makes, you know, the difference. You know, so, and they, I know the time is short, and I get thanked a lot for my service, and I appreciate everybody who's thanked me for my service, but if you really want to thank me for my service, stand up for your Constitution, your Bill of Rights.
Absolutely. There's this hollow thank you for the service, but never talk about what is the military supposed to protect? Constitution, Bill of Rights. Instead, it's being set up to destroy all of that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Calvin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Cobra is now in control of America. Anyone criticizing the illustrious great federal government will be permanently detained. Forced inoculations are the order of the day. Go Cobra!
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday edition, worldwide broadcast. It's like our government is run by some cartoon or comic book bad guys. Now, it's one thing for the crooks up in D.C. to pass a law saying they can secretly arrest citizens and put the army on the streets and do all of this. It's another thing to actually implement it. Now, they have implemented a lot of it, and that's the problem, but now it's going to really start to wake people up as they see regular Army, TSA, you name it, on the streets. And now when you drive up to Marines with sidearms wanting to do a sobriety checkpoint, you say, isn't this against the law? They'll be like, get out of the car. We're doing this for your safety. No, you're not. You're doing this as a PSYOP rollout to suppress the population during the controlled collapse of this nation. The traitors have publicly seized the government, just like a hijacker seizes an aircraft. And if you can't see that, the military people, the police and others, you're going to be just like the Germans who went along with Hitler's orders. or the Soviets, the communists who went along with the orders of Stalin. And undoubtedly, we are a very immoral, demonic country. No one can deny that. Fed a steady diet of debauchery and murder and mayhem. And a lot of people think it's cute and fun, and they give people nice little cover stories for what they're doing. But if you scratch one micron beneath the surface, if you scratch beneath the surface at any level, you will see right there in your face absolute tyranny. You know, I'm not really an obsessive compulsive person, but once you get used to something, you get used to it. And the History Channel was in here yesterday, and they did an interview right here, and I just noticed all of this is in the wrong place. It's driving me crazy. So during the break, let's put these monitors and the live light and my control box and everything back, please. You guys, I'm sure, know where everything goes, so we can get that fixed here. Oh, boy. I want to try to be calm today, which we know is next to near impossible for me to do. And I want to go over all the news we have here in front of us. And then I do want to take your calls. And we don't have a guest until the middle of the transmission, about an hour and a half from now. Nomi Prinz is joining us, former managing director at Goldman Sachs. She got out like a decade ago and began exposing what was coming with the derivatives collapse. She's going to be joining us, the always informative and lovely Nomi Prinz. I keep getting emails saying it's Naomi. No, it's Nomi, N-O-M-I, Nomi Prinz, Nomi Prinz. She will be joining us, and we always have our Friday visit with the one, the only, Bob Chapman. But today I really do, interspersed with important news and analysis, want to make it about your phone calls. So it'll be pretty much financial questions or comments for Bob Chapman when he's on. And we will take a lot of calls here today, a lot of them. I want to go to break, come back, mention some of the news, and give the number out. But we're going to be taking your calls today and going over everything that is unfolding. They have passed the indefinite detention bill 93-7. We have the announcements of austerity. The power prices will be roughly doubled in the next few years nationwide, and they're going to just be cutting the power out total. El Ceaușescu in Romania said he had plenty of power. He just liked to teach folks you don't get power all the time. That's the same thing here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full-acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food. A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch his free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator.
now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Here we are. It is Friday, the second day of December 2011. And we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. It's an amazingly important transmission. Each and every day, the information just gets more and more hardcore. The corrupt private corporate mafia world government uncloaks itself more and more. Our job, quite frankly, becomes easier and easier by the day. And that is to wake up the population to the fact that hardcore classical tyranny with a high-tech integrated overlay is upon us, and the tyrants are so arrogant, there are thousands of white papers and handbooks and publications going back 50, 60, 70 years and right through to current dates admitting what they're going to do. And that's what's so frustrating. Last Sunday and this Monday, I read from different Alvin and Heidi Toffler books that Newt Gingrich wrote the forewords to. He calls for global government. He calls for an end of America. He calls for an end of the family. He calls for the new age, higher consciousness. And he doesn't mean a real higher awakening or consciousness. He means their weird Illuminati version of that, the counterfeit. And despite all that, despite the fact he supported NAFTA, GATT, gun control, open borders, total amnesty, government-run health care. I mean, he is like Al Gore on steroids, carbon taxes. But he says, I'm the most conservative. And he is the candidate of Fox News. Fox News, I was doing an analysis over the last few days and went and looked up the numbers, has given him more coverage than any other candidate. And the coverage has been overwhelmingly positive. The other night I watched an hour-long love fest with Sean Hannity and Newt Gingrich, and there's no doubt these polls are a fraud saying he's the front runner. Ron Paul has been number one, number two, or number three in every straw poll, every scientific poll, and when he wins first, second, or third place, they just don't list him on CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, Fox. Unified power structure. They want to give you controlled left or controlled right choices that at the end of the day, final equation, are bought and paid for by the very same interest. You've got Mitt Romney, basically a clone of Newt Gingrich, just not as evil. I've studied both men. Newt Gingrich is dangerous. And he talks about he's destined to be president. He told the Washington Post, I look to overturn the world political system to change the world. I mean, that's a dangerous guy. Mitt Romney's like an Obama teleprompter reader, social climber, corporate sellout. I mean, if you gave him a memo to throw his mom off a cliff, he'd probably do it. But it would be because there was a process and he was told it was okay and he wouldn't be happy about it. He's horrible. Absolutely horrible. Rick Perry, absolutely horrible. But compared to Newt Gingrich, there's not normally a lesser of two evils. But I will tell you, Barack Obama is better than Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich is pure evil. He is an actual Illuminist. He's said he is. He's made the statements. Newt Gingrich is a member of the Illuminati. I can say definitively here. He is a toady who is hateful and vicious and narcissistic that has been allowed in to the Bilderberg Group and the highest levels of the New World Order. And he's somebody they like. Now, I'm already digressing. We've got incredible news and information here. But Ron Paul, look at how he was given 89 seconds in the CBS debate, basically banned from it. They just didn't want to outright ban him because that would have given him more attention. On average, he's given 2 minutes and 14 seconds if you average all the debates together. Other candidates are given on average about 7. People like Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, more than 10, sometimes more than 12. You can go look at the numbers. They've been broken down on each one. They've done indexes, boiling them all down. We've posted the articles at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as they come out. You've seen them. They've done big scientific studies, and we've linked to them, where major universities have found, yes. Major statistical analysis firms have found, yes, scientifically he gets the least amount of attention, unless you count Gary Johnson, who's completely blacked out. And the attention he does get is negative. Now, that's one issue. The other issue with Ron Paul is that even if you don't support him, this is an example of the media choosing for you who you can choose from. They're like, you can choose from these horses. But all the horses are owned by the same mafia. And the jockeys have been told to pull a fast one and to basically throw the race. And the globalists will gauge public opinion. And they'll decide, will the public be suckered better by 4 more years of Obama? Or will they be suckered by Newt Gingrich? Or will they be suckered by Rick Perry? Any of them could surge back to life at any time. I told you weeks ago, Herman Cain is a liar. Herman Cain is a liar, and it's come out now he is a liar. And I hear mainline conservatives all over talk radio defending him, saying, hey, don't convict him by hearsay. Convicting by hearsay, he settled sexual harassment suits. That's one thing. But then it gets worse. For 14 years, he was giving a woman money because he was her friend, and only gullible moron Republican mainline voters would buy that. Oh, she was my friend. I didn't do anything with her. I just gave her money and paid for her rent. I mean, he's publicly her sugar daddy. He's publicly has her as his mistress, his side dish, his extra thing, his strange, whatever you want to call it. And he sits there on Fox News and on television all over the place saying she was just a friend, and he is so obviously lying. I mean, his wife didn't know, and for almost 14 years, he's paying her rent and giving her money. Oh, yeah. And he went on to say, I give money to people that are poor in my church.